could not, in good conscience, prescribe anything. She begged him for something to help her sleep, so he finally did write her a prescription for Ambien, and then he also wrote her a prescription for an antidepressant, because she seemed so upset by the ordeal she was going through. Yet another woman said her doctor made an appointment for her with a psychiatrist because he could find nothing positive on any tests, so it was probably an emotional thing. As you can imagine, all these stories and others made my teeth grind in frustration. I knew that there were many, many things that a person can do to help their symptoms, either in conjunction with medications or in place of them. I promptly gathered all my notes from back in 1998 and got to work making new notes. Lots of them. This book is the result of my accumulated research. It is my hope that this book will help show you how to manage your symptoms by showing you some of the many options available, options you never knew you had. It is time to bring your symptoms under your control. Fibromyalgia doesn't have to control you, not with all that is available for your choosing. Fibromyalgia. The word itself conjures up a multitude of feelings in the more than 12 million Americans who have fibromyalgia. To those who don't have it, the word only brings a "what's that?" query. It is a rather new word to the English language, having been coined a little more than two decades ago. When broken down into its three parts, fibro, Latin for fibrous tissue, myo, Greek for muscle, and algia, Latin for pain, it is fairly self-explanatory. Simple. Not so with the explanation of the conditions or syndrome. Because a syndrome, by definition, is a collection of symptoms, this is the most accurate term. So the condition is often called fibromyalgia syndrome, or FMS. Fibromyalgia is considered an arthritis-related condition, which, according to the National Institute of Health, means it's a medical condition that impairs the joints and soft tissues and causes chronic pain. It turns out to be much more than that, however, due to the multitude of symptoms that surround this condition. Fibromyalgia is not a one-treatment-fits-all kind of syndrome. Each person's fibromyalgia manifests somewhat differently, making it extremely difficult for physicians to treat. And though the symptoms are many and varied, they intertwine to make up the syndrome, with pain and fatigue the common denominator. Symptoms. What are the symptoms? Practically everything known to man would be the answer given by a person with fibromyalgia. But pain is the symptom that tops the list and pretty much defines the entire subject. Muscle pain, joint pain, neck pain, headache pain, jaw and facial pain, lower back pain, upper arm pain, wrist pain, hip pain, leg pain, foot pain, many or all of the above. In other words, think a severe case of the flu where everything hurts, the muscles and joints in the body don't work properly, and utter exhaustion rules the day. With a major flare-up, the pain in each of those places is severe and sharp. These flare-ups are generally brought on by some instigating factor or aggravator, which amplifies the pain and/or other symptoms to acute levels. When the flare-up subsides, the pain is still there. It virtually never goes away because fibromyalgia is a chronic malady. This pain, however, is now in the form of constant and relentless aches all over. The pain is not as totally debilitating as the more extreme flare-up, but in its own way, it can be even more insidious. The constant dull aches and pains are so unmercifully persistent and constant that it's no wonder depression is a common symptom. It simply wears a body down. The Colorado River carving the Grand Canyon deeper and deeper comes to mind. Pain is only the first symptom. The full list of symptoms is a legion. An individual may not have all the symptoms, but it is very common to have most of them. They include, but are not limited to, an all-consuming fatigue, numbness or tingling sensations in the hands and feet, sudden momentary electric shock-like sensations in the hands and feet, irritable bowel syndrome, restless leg syndrome, dizziness, lowered resistance to infection, and chemical sensitivity, inhaled or ingested. Odors, food additives, or even some medications can initiate either allergy symptoms like burning eyes and throat with runny nose, or body symptoms like nausea, headache, dizziness, vomiting, and body pain. There is a heightened sensitivity to touch, cold, heat, odors, noise, and bright lights, in addition to memory difficulties and confusion, sometimes called fibro fog, anxiety or panic attacks, abdominal pain with bloating and/or nausea, and moodiness. Some symptoms actually mimic other conditions, such as chronic fatigue syndrome, carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis, even...